ערב טוב רבותיי, שלום שלום.
So, as you may know, we are again, as we'll speak about momentarily, there's a Gemara in Masechet Berachot Daf Mem Gimel. That's me. That's how you remember. Mem Gimel Amud Bet. The Gemara says, "Hayotze b'mei Nisan, v'ro'e ilanei d'mlevedei." You go out during Nisan, and you see trees starting to blossom. The Poskim explained that it's talking about ilanei ma'achal, fruit trees. Mevarech, you make the bracha, Birkat Ha'ilanot, that we know, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokim Ha'olam, Shelo Chiseh Ve'olamo Kelum, Levaravo, Ilanot Tovot, Abriyot Tovot, Ve'ilanot Tovot, Le'anot Ba'em B'nei Adam. A blessing of Kadosh Baruch Hu for the trees and good creations that Hashem has in His world, you make that bracha once a year. Dera'a Rabbeinu Aaron Levi, in his Sefer Pekudat Halevim, on this Gemara, he explains that the nature of this bracha, it's a shevach ve'odah, it's a birkat ha-shevach, birkat ha-riyah, a bracha on seeing something, but it's a shevach ve'odah ala kadosh baruch hu on the rejuvenation of the bri'ah. Specifically, when you see trees. Trees are very much like people. Trees, they die during the winter, and then a kadosh baruch hu is mechadesh, he does like a mini tchiyat ha-metim to the trees every year, shtabach shemo, first with the buds, and then with the fruits. You look at it, it's a miniature Tchiyat HaMetim, which shows us, look, Hashem took something mamash, HaMachazim Nishamon Levgayim Metim to the trees, and then that shows you HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do Tchiyat HaMetim to us as well. So since the Torah compares trees and people, Ki Adam Etz HaSadeh, it's really in question form in the Torah, but there are comparisons between trees and people, that's why the Chachamim enacted this bracha when you see the coming back to life of the trees in the spring. Interestingly, there are many Rishonim, Sefer HaEshkol, the Ritva, in his commentary on this Gemara in Berachot Daf Mem Gimel, they all say, even though the Gemara says, Hayotze b'min Nisan, the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara were drafted where? Mishnah was drafted in Eretz Yisrael. Gemara was drafted in Bavel. Over there, it's the climate in Eretz Yisrael. The spring is in Nisan. Therefore, over there they spoke about Hove, they spoke about what was usual, the pricha, the blossoming of most of the trees in Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, Middle East, in general, by the way, America too, in most years, is usually during Chodesh Nisan. But this bracha is not necessarily limited to only Chodesh Nisan. If you look in Sefer HaRokeach, Rabbeinu Elazar Migarmaizim, Ba'alei HaTosfot, says an interesting thing. He writes, "Haro'e ilanedim lavleve kegon b'nisan." He adds a Gemara, a word into the Gemara, kegon, such as in Chodesh Nisan. Why? Why did he add in that kegon, that such as? Ashrecha, Ashrecha, Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba. That's. Bring another chair, you sit here. Another chair. So he says, usually that happens during Chodesh Nisan, but not limited to. In some, depends on the climate. You know, in some places, especially even the northern, we're in the northern hemisphere. Depending on the, I don't know, in Canada did it start, but Ephes? On Pesach? Remember? So you see, the Rishonim say it's not limited to Chodesh Nisan Be'emet, whenever it could be the Chodesh Iyar, Sivan, whenever the blossoming is in that place. Especially because think about the southern hemisphere. What's the temperature now in the southern hemisphere? Now it's fall. All the seasons are the opposite. Southern? No, he's not southern. Panama.
Northern.
Yeah. No, you're talking about Argentina, Brazil, Australia, Chile. That's southern hemisphere. So the seasons of the year are all flipped. They have their spring when we have the fall. Their summer is our winter. Mamash kacha. It's nogea also, by the way, to zmanim. People don't chat. If I ask you a question, anybody learn astronomy here? Not astrology, astronomy. What is the closest the Earth can ever be to the Sun? It's called one astronomical unit, which is 93 million miles. That is the closest we can ever be to the sun without burning into oblivion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berov Chochmato, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an orbit around the sun. The earth does two things simultaneously. It rotates on its axis, and it revolves around the sun. Each rotation of the earth takes 24 hours, okay? That's one rotation. And each revolution around the sun takes 365 days. That's a year. That's a solar year. Now, Mina Svara, if I would ask you, when is the earth closer to the sun? Summer or winter?
You'd say, winter.
Good. It depends where you are in the earth. That's true. Let's say northern hemisphere. When are we closer to the sun? Summer or winter? Summer, right? Wrong. Lo nachon. Let me explain. The orbit that we circle this, we don't do anything. The orbit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchei Melachim created, that the earth and the other planets and stars and moons revolve around our sun, that's just our galaxy, the Milky Way. There's many, many other galaxies in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vast universe that we don't even know what's going on there. Mone mispar lekuchavim lechulam shemot tikra, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, knows all of the galaxies and the solar systems and all of the things.
Why did it create if we don't have access?
We don't have access, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought it. All of these things sing in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't understand exactly what it is. And Hashem knows every star and every moon and every planet of the millions, the billions, the trillions of things going on in the universe. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtabach Shemo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows every count. Anyway, the orbit that Hashem made is not round. Anybody learn geometry? One second. That's a different story. What can you tell? What is the most basic trait of a circle? Round means that any part of a circle will always be equidistant. The bigger the circle, the smaller the circle, any point of the circle that you're in, you will always be equidistant from wherever you are across the diameter of that circle. Yes? Geometry? However, if you are not equidistant from any part of the circle that you are in, it's no longer a circle. Now it's an oval, or more scientifically, it's called an ellipse, elliptical. The orbit that we surround the sun in is actually an ellipse. It's round, but it's not a perfect circle. It's an ellipse. There are four... Now, don't forget, we are going around the sun. We're making like hakafot around the sun. Four different times of year, we are in four different positions relative to the sun, and depending on the position, that's going to determine the climate that we have, the weather. That's what we call the tikufot, the changing of the seasons. We just had one during Pesach called Tikufat Nisan. Tikufat Nisan is the halachic change from winter to spring. Okay? When are we furthest from the sun? The globe of the earth is furthest from the sun twice a year. Nope, the solstices. Closest to the sun physically is the equinoxes. Those are the autumnal and vernal equinoxes. That's the fall and spring. This is Torah. Minchat Kohen in a Sefer Mevor Shemesh discusses all of this as it pertains to Zmanim. What do you think? This is science? It's not science. It's called Torah. Huh? Anyway, so he says, when are we furthest from the sun? The solstices. Summer and winter solstice. We are in exactly the same distance from the sun in the summer and in the winter. If that's the case, how do you explain the extreme difference in temperature, in climate, between summer and winter? How do you explain that? That's because the earth is polar. There's two poles, North Pole, South Pole. It's a magnetic field. Kadosh Baruch Hu Berov Chochmato didn't want the poles to align parallel to the orbit. What did he do? The earth is on a tilt. It's tilted. Now, What happens is, as it's turning, watch this. Let's say here's the sun. In the winter, northern hemisphere, here's the North Pole. We're tilted away. This is where we are in the winter, which means we are physically closer to the sun, but what? The rays of the sun are directly hitting the southern hemisphere and away from us, that's why it's colder. In the summer, 6 months later, we're actually further from the sun, but what? Why is it hotter? Because now the rays are hitting us in the northern hemisphere. Interesting thing. That's why all the seasons are determined by our position on the earth and the earth's position relative to the sun. Therefore, the Rishonim say that even if, for instance, it didn't bud in Chodesh, I don't know, anybody here from southern hemisphere, anybody? Anybody from there? No? Okay. So in the southern hemisphere, when they make Birkat HaAilanot? 6 months from now. Well, in our fall. Our fall is their spring. That's when things start to bud. Therefore, these are Rishonim saying for us, in general, it's Chodesh Nisan, but no big deal. Manan Achida, in Siman Resh Kaftet, Birkei Yosef, he says that Alpi Kabbalah, it's very important to get Birkat HaAilanot during Chodesh Nisan. The tikkunim of Birkat HaAilanot can only be done during Chodesh Nisan. Not to say that you can't say the Berachah after, but the tikkunim, there's a lot of tikkunim. If you look, the Ari says, there's a lot of neshamot of tzaddikim, or neshamot of random people, that are mitgalgel into trees, flowers, all sorts of briot that are not human. And we have to go and be mevarer the nitzotzot to raise them onto higher levels. Those specific tikkunim are best fulfilled during Chodesh Nisan. Now, go ahead.
Are you saying
once a year? Once a year, zero. Unlike other Birkot Reiyah, by most Birkot Reiyah, brachot upon seeing something or someone, how often can you say it? Once every 30 days, after not having said Baruch She'asah li nes. Or if you say Sheikh Yanu and a good friend or somebody you haven't seen, 30 days. 30 days have to pass. Birkat HaAilanot is the exception. Poskim say, you can only make it once a year, v'zehu. Go ahead. Yeah. You can still, yes. There's a machlok at the Poskim. La halacha, we hold that even if you didn't make the bracha bir'iya rishona, first time you saw it, we hold like the Mishnah that you're able to say it even later upon seeing the same trees. Yeah, yeah. Love Davka. No?
How are the Poskim Paskelim where it doesn't apply to everyone? Like people who are in the southern hemisphere where for them they grow in the fall, how is it going to be like?
Most of the halachot were nifsak al yedei Poskim that were in the northern hemisphere. Right? In general, the, we'll call it the psak centers of the world have always been Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, Europe, that, huh? All that is in the northern hemisphere. Jews only, Spain is also in the northern hemisphere. Jews started living in the southern hemisphere only more recently. Yeah, Argentina, Brazil, that's post-World War, huh? North, northern hemisphere. Northern hemisphere, yeah? So all that, in general, that was the Mahalach. There's an interesting shaila that Maran Zichron Lecha discusses in Chazon Ovadia. He says, what about women? Is this considered a mitzvah aser she'azman grama? Because this is a bracha that can only be done once a year. And we know, there's a gemara masechet kiddushin daf kaftet. The gemara says, kol mitzvot aser she'azman grama nashim pturot. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from Torah. The Torah says, v'shinantam levanecha. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah does not apply to women. How do we know? She'ne'emar, v'shinantam levanecha ve'lo livnotecha. Davka, a man is mechuyav to teach his son Torah and not to his daughter. What else is called Torah in the Torah? Tefillin. Leman tie Torat Adonai beficha. Ki bechozekei adotzeracha. Torat Hashem is a reference to tefillin. So the Gemara is makish. We juxtapose. Just like women are exempt from Talmud Torah. Now again, they have to learn things that they need to know to fulfill the halachot. But that's only because they need to know how to fulfill it. But the etzem mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they're pturot. So just like they're patur mit Talmud Torah, they're also patur mit tefillin. What can you tell me is a trait that is shayach to tefillin? Mitzvah ta'aseh she'azman grama. Positive time down mitzvah. Why is that? Why is tefillin a positive we know? Why time bound?
Night.
Maskanat Gemaran Minachot is that Laila Zman tefillin. Midoraita, night is. Tefillin is applicable. We don't, because of Gezerah Midrabanan, we're concerned you might fall asleep and Shema Yafir Bahem, you might pass gas, Chalila. But Shabbat and Yom Tov is Patur Mitfilin Midoraita. And therefore we see that Tefillin is subject only to Yemei Achor, not to Shabbatot V'Yemim Tovim. Therefore, Tefillin is the quintessential Rebbe of all mitzvot Aseh She'Azman Grama. And the Gemara learns out from there, just like Tefillin is mitzvot Aseh She'Azman Grama, V'Nashim Peturot, so too all mitzvot Aseh She'Azman Grama, V'Nashim Peturot. Okay. What about Birkat HaIlanot? Birkat HaIlanot is not quite a mitzvah, it's true. It's a bracha, it's Birkat HaShevach, it's not a mitzvah, but are women patur? Huh? It's only once a year, when it blossoms.
Any time.
No.
It's not time bound. You travel to north and south. It's not time bound.
But the mitzvah itself is only meant to be performed once a year.
Yeah.
Watch this.
It's not, you can do it any time in the year. You can travel. How is that time bound?
There's a Ture Evin, Hagaon Shagat Aryeh, Rav Ari Lebi Mitz. He has a Sefer Ture Evin on Megillah v'Chagiga. He writes an interesting thing about women and mitzvah bikurim. We know there's a mitzvah to bring bikurim, the first fruits of shivat amenim that grows on a person's property. Mitzvah to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. It's a two-part mitzvah. One is mevi, to bring the basket of fruits to the kohen. He plays on the mizbeach, waves it, okay? And then there's another part of the mitzvah, which is koreh. There's a parasha that you read. What? It's a parasha, it's a paragraph in Parashat Kitavo. Arami oved avi, vayered mitzrayma, vayagor sham bim temeat, vayisham legoi gadol atzim varav, vayyarea otanu amitzrim, vayannunu, vaytenu alenu avoda kasha, ve'ata hine heveti et tashit pri adama shenatata li Hashem. You recognize those psukim from somewhere? Recently? Haggadah shel Pesach. Haggadah shel Pesach quotes the psukim of Mikra Bikurim and expounds them, darshans them, based on the drashot of Chazal. Two-part mitzvah, bringing and reading. The Mishnah in Masechet Bikurim says as follows. When does the mitzvah of Bikurim start? What time of year? Look in Parashat Pinchas. Uv'yom ha-Bikurim ba'akrivechem mincha chadasha la'Hashem. Shavuot. The first time to bring bikurim is Chag HaShavuot. Now, says the Mishnah, Mi'atzeret ve'ad ha-chag, mevi ve'kore. Anytime between Shavuot and Sukkot, you can bring the bikurim and read. Mechag ve'ad Chanukah, mevi ve'eno kore. From Sukkot until Chanukah, you can still bring, but you can't read. Mechanukah ve'elach, eno mevi. The Mishnah says, after Chanukah, done. Mitzvah over. Based on this, the Poskim ask, hey, what about women? Since Bikurim can only be performed one time a year, and after Chanukah, it's no longer applicable. If a woman has a field, and she has first fruits, is she obligated or exempt from the Mitzvah of Bikurim, or is it Mitzvah Taseh She'Azman Grama? The Shagat Aryeh writes in Ture Evin, over there, it's not the only time, he says, very, very deep lumbus. Listen carefully. The only time we say mitzvah ta'aseh she'azman grama nashim pturot is when the time limit is built into the mitzvah. Built into mitzvah tefillin is that it doesn't apply on Shabbatot v'yamim tovim. Built into shofar is that it doesn't apply any other day of year besides Rosh Hashanah. V'chein al zeh aderech. Bikurim, you know why you can't bring after Chanukah anymore? Because the Gemara explains there's no more fruits in the field. By Chanukah in general, all the fruits are gone from the field. So that's why, just physically, practically, it's not a time to bring Bikurim. Is it built technically in the mitzvah of Bikurim? When can you bring it? Anytime. Just what? In general, after Chanukah, there's no more fruits left in the field. Therefore, says the Shagat Aryeh, this is not a good example of mitzvah Aseh She'Azman Grama. Ulalacha, nashim chayavot. Women are chayav to bring Bikurim if they have a field. Same thing, Maran Zichron Racha borrows from there and applies to Birkat HaIlanot. What would you say about Birkat HaIlanot? Is there a time limit that is built in to the actual bracha? No. What's the parameter of the bracha? the flowers, the blossoms, still have to be on the tree. If the fruits came out, the fruits grew, and the blossoms are gone, too late, you can't make the bracha anymore. Is that a time limit, or is it just physically, practically, you can't make it now because the tana'im for the mitzvah are no longer met, the criteria? That's what it is. Vilachin says Maran Zochon Bracha based on the Turei Eben that Be'emet, like we said, and also, oh, what about Chodesh Nisan? Like we saw from the Rishonim before, it's not subject necessarily to Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is just an example of a time, that's when usually it blossoms, but Be'emet, Me'ikar Adin, you can say it anytime. In Canada, they're going to say it after Tisha B'Av. Now, that's why, when does it get hot? Lo Yadua. Huh? Bemet? Does it get hot in the summer in Montreal? What? What does that even mean?
You can make a tree. You can go to the hotel.
No, it has to be growing, puppy.
In the pot.
Like a bucket.
Oh, yeah? And then they replant it?
They import
these palms from like Morocco to like Miami. So you're in the Kotel. You're in the Kotel. You're in the Kotel. Yeah. Anyway, based on this, it's really not mitzvah. Again, it's not a mitzvah per se, but it's a bracha that you should be looking to say, especially now during Chodesh Nisan. It's important because, especially now, I sent Yosef before the address. Did you put it up? It's the wrong address? Yes. It's two trees with pink flowers.
Yeah, there's one I saw this morning.
Okay.
It was a closer one. I saw this morning. Right close to the time.
You need two. For Sfaradim,
need two.
Yeah. The Ashkenazim is enough one. For Sfaradim, you need two because it says Ilanot. Ilanot, Meot Ilanot is at least two. Yeah, go ahead.
Why would the Mishnah Bikurim say it as something you actually can't do if it's just a matter of practicality?
Because that's the Teva Olam, is that after Hanukkah you don't bring anymore.
If a person had a ton of fruits after Hanukkah, they could bring?
Still growing.
Let's say in theory it's a Kanan.
No, it's not. It's to be off the tree.
Usually, you're not your first fruits at that point in the year.
Let's say that's when it grew. And no, it could be your first fruits that you kept until then.
So that.
No, you kept it on the tree, you like put it, that's what the Mishnah says, you put a bow on it, you kind of locate it and isolate it, and then they let it grow. In general, they'll fall off by then, it won't be there.
So if that happened after Hanukkah, a person would be able to bring it, like let's say that.
Technically, but again, it doesn't happen. There are certain types of trees, even in Eretz Yisrael, that grow earlier. The shaked, almond trees, don't grow in Nisan. When do they start blossoming? Shabbat, Tu B'Shvat. So, and yet, the Mkubalim say, wait, even though, can I make Birkat Ha'ilanot in an almond tree yet? It's fine. Aval, wait for Nisan for the later trees to bloom, Bedavka, in order to get it during Chodesh Nisan, if possible. Lala Torah, Rabotai.